Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws
us to you. Father, thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in church? Hebrews 11, verse 32. What shall I more say? Or what more shall I say? Amen. For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, so faith, your faith, what you believe in, and the beliefs you have, and the faith you exercise, is a very great thing, is your greatest, one of your greatest assets. And through faith, they subdued kingdoms. So through faith, whatever kingdom you are in, all right, will be subdued. Now we are in the kingdom of Ghana. And every kingdom you go to, there are things there. But through your faith, you are going to gain control in Ghana. Amen. And you'll be in command. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Not through knowledge. Not through education. And not through money, but through faith. That's amazing. Going into heaven is going to be by faith. It's going to be determined by your faith. Going into heaven, as many as believe, he gave them power to become sons of God by the beliefs they have, not by the education they have. And I can see why, because not everybody can be educated. Not everybody has education. Everybody can't be educated because of the way the world is. Not that they can't, because they can't go to school, but the whole system is such that a lot of people don't get educated. And I think it will always be like that all over the world. So as many as believed, he gave them power. So if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. As many as believed. So believing and your faith is a mighty force all around you. It's a mighty force that causes you to escape from darkness, escape from the devil, and enter into a place where no spacecraft can go. So, who through faith subdued kingdoms? You are going to gain control in Ghana, in England, in Nigeria, wherever you are found and God places you, you will gain control through faith. So I don't want you to trivialize the faith that you have as we are praying. Don't trivialize it. Don't make it. It's not important. It's everything. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. So, righteousness is all acts, all good things that you may do. All right? Like these people that he was mentioning. Gideon, Barak, Samson, they wrought righteousness. You are going to do good things with your life. Amen. Through faith. Amen. There are some of you here, the devil wanted you to be a homosexual. He wanted you to be a drug dealer. He wanted you to be something else. But through faith, you are rather going to do righteous acts with your life in the name of Jesus. And then, through faith, they obtained promises. The promises of God that we read about in the Bible, the promises which are so fantastic. You know, the other day I was praying and suddenly I felt Jesus in the room. I was actually, you know, praying with some people and I suddenly felt the presence of Jesus in the room. And then he spoke to me and he said to me, what you ask me, I will do it. But this was not the Father. I'm not talking about God the Father. But it was quite unusual because I was praying with some people. And because I've taught that you pray to the Father. But then suddenly, it was like Jesus was there. In fact, he was there. How many know sometimes that somebody suddenly can be present and you can sense there's somebody around? Then I saw John 14, verse 13 and 14. This is Jesus speaking. If you like, verse 12. This is the verse on greater works. The works that I do, you shall do. That's Jesus is speaking. Jesus is the one talking. What I do, you will do. I'm going to the Father. Then he goes on to verse 13. And he says, this is Jesus Christ. I tell you, whatsoever you ask in my name, not what you ask the Father, Because the word, I sensed that Jesus was right in the room. And he was saying to me, if you ask me for something, I will do it. But I thought that is not biblical. To ask Jesus. You have to ask the Father in the name of Jesus. But it sounded so strange. But it was like the presence of Jesus was just there. And he was saying, when you ask me, I'll do it. And I'm here, I'm answering your prayer. I'm doing something for you. Kamalo Shadema. And then I saw verse 13. I said, let me look at it again. And it says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Who is the I here? Jesus. So that the Father would be glorified in the Son. In other words, so that there will be glory in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So in that moment, when he was present, I was drawn again to the scripture. I was walking up and down, but I just suddenly checked it. And I saw that, wow, Jesus himself will do it. So there are some things, wonderful promise like this. But you see, you cannot access this promise without faith. So in Hebrews 11 and verse 33, it says they obtained promises. They obtained promises. They obtained promises. Promises. They obtained promises. Big, big promises. The Bible is full of heavy duty promises. The Bible is full of unbelievable promises. You wonder sometimes when you look at it, is it a magician's book? Is it a book of fairy tales? Are these things true? But they are for people who have faith. People who believe. And through faith, all the heroes of the Old Testament were men who believed. So, believing is not saying, I confess a car, I confess I have a car, I confess. That is class 3. Yes. That's class 3, class 2. You don't see people in the Bible, I confess a chariot. I confess I have 2 chariots. I confess I have Mercedes chariot. The promises of God are going to come to pass practically in your life. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. You can't take that away from the Bible, even if you don't like it. Seeking first the kingdom of God. A lot of people seem to be seeking the kingdom of God and may not seem to be having all things added unto them. You'll find out that you don't really believe it. One day I was asking one of my pastors, a group of them, I said, what does this mean? He said, it means this. And what does this mean? It means this. And then, so I said, if it means this, then why are you doing this? They said, oh. If it means this, why are you doing this? Because faith is not just, I believe, I confess a car, I confess a car, I confess a car, I have a car, I have a car, I have Hyundai. No. That's class 3. The just shall live. Your life shows your beliefs. The just shall live by his faith. By your life, you show that you believe that seeking the kingdom of God first is what is going to work for you. Your life shows your faith.
Is that not what the Bible says? The just shall live by their faith. You know, one day somebody said to me, "You are a man of faith." And I said, "Oh, what do you mean by I'm a man of faith? I don't feel much faith." Because my mind was on class 3 faith. I confess I have a car, I confess I have a Benz, I confess I have money, I confess that, and I don't do those things much. That's why you're a man of faith. But you see, your life and the things you do and the life you live shows your faith. And that's where you see the bigness of somebody's faith. Yes. The life you choose to live shows what you believe. And a man of faith will obtain promises. Whatever is promised in the Bible begins to happen in your life practically. In Jesus' name. Amen. So they wrought righteousness and then stopped the mouth of lions. Hey. The laws of nature are suspended for your sake. I said the laws of nature are suspended for your sake. Yes. They stopped the mouths of lions. So faith will cause your life to at times suspend the laws of nature. It doesn't mean that you should go around trying to suspend the laws of nature. I'm out to suspend the laws of gravity. Look, those at the back who are coming, just come to the front. Don't worry. This is just an exhortation. I'm going to lead us in a short time of prayer. Palama Shabela Sabalaba Takabeloba da Sandali Mamandeli Bakatu Baranda Padesa Talamosa Tebaka Tabola Tabalari Tajemba Zimbo Zamba Zombo Zimbi Zamba Zombo Tamela Tamela Tamela. You see, speaking in tongues even shows your faith. Yeah. You have to believe to speak in tongues. You don't believe, you don't speak. The more you believe, the more you speak in tongues. True. The more you believe, the more you speak in tongues. Because without faith, it is nonsense. They stop the mouth of lions. So your beliefs suspend the laws of nature. And if you are supposed to be in a certain way by your faith, your life will be spared. Remember last week we heard of a doctor who died, was carried away by the floods. God have mercy. But a brother was telling me that he was at that same place, at Teshi, and his car actually got stuck, and he had a choice to turn left or right. Left was to where that lady incident happened, and right was away from. But he didn't know obviously what was happening. You see, the water. There is a little video that we sent around. When the water is 1 foot, it can take your car. So those of us who are adventurous, driving through water, today marks the last day of that adventure. Amen. Kamalido Tamada.
But he had a choice to turn left or right, and he turned right. You will find yourself turning away from disaster in the name of Jesus. So, faith will suspend the laws of nature. If you remember, when Jesus was in the boat and they were going to perish, he got up and he rebuked the storm. He suspended the laws of nature. And he turned to his disciples and said, "How is it that you have no faith? How is it that you have no faith? Why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful?" Fear is the opposite of faith. Look at verse 39, same scripture. Yeah. He arose and rebuked the wind or suspended nature. Kane mosan olama damira mamande. Maybe something is naturally spoiling in your body. But from today, you are, the laws of nature are being suspended in your life in Jesus' name. How many want any law of nature that is going against you to be suspended, and it is suspended today in Jesus' name? So Jesus rebuked the wind and he said, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. And then he turned to his disciples and said, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith at all?" At all. Faith, you are not into faith. You are not into believing things, good things at all. From today, you are declared a believer. Hebrews 11:33. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. Maybe you are past the age of being chosen. By faith, I suspend all the laws of nature that are making you older. In Jesus' name, you will look brighter and younger. Ah, makabola shabalaba. Yes. Your niceness is now coming. Verse 34. They quenched the violence of fire. When destruction is coming. And fire. Many people don't know what is in fire. Fire is also smoke. Me, I've inhaled smoke before. And you die from that one first. Yeah. When you inhale the smoke, it's like you can't breathe anymore. You can't. Because I was once escaping from a fire. And on the way through, I had to run through smoke. That is when I inhaled the smoke and I saw that were I to stay here for just 1 minute more, that would be it. The violence of fire. Any form of violence against you through armed robbers, through fire, through armed attacks, assassinations, and other wickedness, in the name of Jesus, I terminate it now. Is suspended. Amen. I said it is suspended. Amen. It is suspended. Amen. So you can see that faith is a wonderful thing. Yes. And out, and they escape the edge of the sword. You see, you are escaping all armed robberies, snatchings, thieves, in Jesus' name. And if you are a thief and you are here, you are cursed. You are cursed. You've come here to steal. You wither. You'll be like a very lean tree. And you'll be used for firewood. So, remember, escape the edge of the sword. In those days, they didn't have guns. They had swords. You die by sword. That's why sometimes when we watch these films, when they're fighting, I mean, you run straight into the battle with your knife, your sword, and it is cutting. You die by cutting and by cuts. That's not a small thing. Huh? So you see that the military, especially the advanced countries, they have developed warfare to kill people more remotely. The more developed they are, they want you to be far away when they kill you. But in the older times, I kill you personally. Face to face, I kill you. But as time has gone by, we keep increasing the distance from where you kill the person. So now they have the... One of our brothers, he was a soldier, he shows that he uses a gun that shoots 21 kilometers away. Yeah. Which would be like where? The motorway. Yeah, motorway. So you shoot at the beginning of the motorway, and then it shoots the Tema side. Huh? Yeah. 21 kilometers, exactly. Exactly. 21 kilometers. That's a long way. Yeah. It will get in towards Winneba. Halfway to Winneba. Yeah. So that's a gun that they load. So far, you must be far when I kill you. But in this day, they chop. So if you are there, something can cut you. Cut your leg, cut your arm. So that's why in the Bible it says that the flies will be eating the flesh for days. So after war, there's a smell, and then the sound is the sound of flies buzzing. Dead meat all over the place. It's something. And the Bible says they escaped the edge of the sword. Whatever has targeted you, you are escaping by faith. Charlie, your faith is valuable. Your faith is valuable. It's a good thing that you are a believer. It's a very good thing that you are a believer. It's the thing that's going to get you into heaven. It's going to help you on earth. Amen. And out of weakness, we're made strong. That's why I said that the older ones who are feeling weak, by faith, you are getting so. I declare, anyone who comes to this church, you'll be like a 16-year-old jumping around all over the place. I prophesy strength over your life. Strength. Strength. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You think you are in your 40s and a 21-year-old brother will come and propose to you. And when you reveal your age, he will fall down and say, "Cannot, you are lying. You are lying. You are lying." He say, "You are lying." Then he would say, "No, I still like you." Because even those who are in their 20s, they cannot get up to your level. Out of weakness, they were made strong. So it's as if you just change from weak to strong. and they waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Stand to your feet, everybody. Listen, Jesus said, when he was talking about prayer, he said, but when I come to the earth, will I find faith? Will I find people who believe? Lift your hands and call on God for strength. The Bible says that he may give you this spirit of might, that you be strengthened by his spirit in the inner man. Strengthened.
Jesus.
And strengthened in all areas.
Yes.
Your faith.
Yes.
You'll be strengthened. You'll be stronger as a believer. Lord, thank you for strength.
Thank you
we
for strength.
We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Mora kestoria. Kala
mashatola baba
Zombe de geta kostari anda ba. Moji nege zovarana migo stambre dele menosa. Pado kostamina. Pankon tongen delevema. Ramino vede gestika. Radombe zeginda. Romono soba. Bichelo gabara nidos. Randere megeze vregete ke story andala ba radi story ama munje gereke bemisto paloni adina masinge dolomo sombra andala ba jemrgande felluria darieko stari ende bendulema manchu kabando romoste veleliasto baranambo jegliende de misto mamianda vamaso bijeligla ramo kasmeko manchila mo bas bikendelio remivi endesto mbalama Michalo Ramandege, Reminova Sabri Endela, Mon Cascando, Michaloria, Makesteli Vimina, Mandolima Pasorinde, Menjorinamo, Casura Mandane, Menchila Mombarina, Re Castori Andaba, Rapa Duvegeste Keria Dalla Balube, Moca Singrera, Reandolobo Cojande Registiba, Palombere de Gesteri Andelemo, Malicho Salegle, Melong. Malege, Melibaro Castembra, Manju Gabaminota, Berinendo Castembre de Lividasto, Pambu Celiseca, Iaroca, Teco, Mariandeba, Mengelo, Ayaranamano, Ichaliga, Moparagazembre, Paludengles Turianda, Mongeziga, Poniama, Mushelida, Ivasto Riandebe, Ivaro Monsanderiegosa, Imano. Go per nelusta I go seria gatuce che le glibonde mindo lomo costa mando romo poso teliria ba ia coli a cota cabe ia cota cota riabe ia cota cora babari ando coscia in mondo romo si diante che le ha in barani nomo si andava pelenzo guvuma sombre pelenzo guvuma ragadiste perendo Castembre del Lilambro, Mando Limo, Sando Limo, Mando Limo, Perigavostagleda, Pochikelaglo, 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 Rakotamina Viste, Mentorama, Munje, Bogomaka, Bakunoko, Fekedeketa, Muchekala Grigandoba, Merinenendo, Gazambre Gelotaya, Ayorama Castela, Ayorama Castela, Ayorama Castela, Ayorama Castegue, Bocobosa, Cobosa, 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 Rapa Chique Sacota Caline, Rapa Sico Paco Delimo Sande, Paronogosti Cabaya, Menchi Salariando Laba, Verinamo Costariande Leketo, Miramana Sundere Becosia, Michela Ro, Ayarado, Usicarabe, Umbarande jumenege visto rambamba gasanda manchika sumpa imirestola ajini ko pakade merene vemini vanama sindere bedosia parondere kesteria baya mojika sandere moroko patire bedestola mukusa yeke pokato karabatishe pokaraba kashanda rabakata pokaraba shete keri andabaya mere kestolia, paroma kestolia, paroma kestolia, paroka kasuka raba kashanda laba, indere kestoria malalesto barenagistela, ingarama shandere rebe costa karian vanda lababa. For out of our weaknesses we shall be made strong, we shall be made strong, we shall be made strong. Maromo shitalia brako sakambela, iye romo kotoka baya, ishadia vestoranda bakamina totaya, nicharia matotaya, zongereke stongara machingereke mongereke bando, zongere midalo shagabali dietela, mo yerene mo yerene mo yerene mo, malo chele parada di gastole, min stonga bara micha sombara kapanie, ezoro moko terere moni makasanda labaya, rapa kashata kapate kota kapaya, iya rapa kate kopo kata kapaya, mochi kapa kate kopa kataya, rapa dilia kashenda rabakaya, maleso terele liosta, ishara bakatoli andelebe, mongere mokosi antanderebe kapaya, shadi adushe kapaya ba, isatoli amayande, moronde, mochelionde, mosorionde, misarionde, misoriande rama, ayarama, ayarama, mashara bakapari andalaba, isara katoli andere. Rebeke chika mayande, mungere kesi andere rebeka ya, Musa tali andere rebeke si apaka tali anabaya. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, be glorified in this place. Oh marama shanda rabaka pari anabaya. Nisa toka pari andelebea, Nisa toka pari andelebea, Rabaka shata ka pari andabaya, Iyarama shadia kasoriade, Ezirie, Kosiriata, Kosiriata, Randere mekeshandere mekatayandaba. Mikatolianda, Rabatika Shandalaba, Rabatika Shandalabaya, Rabatika Shandalabaya, Rabatika Shandalabaya, Iyarabaka Shandalabaya, Manderebeke Shayanderebeka Paya, Isaria Tikama Sonde, Isaria Matikama Yasonde, Isara Matiamaka Sonde, for through faith, O God, we shall subdue King. Kingdoms in berene meshendere me kasarianda baya maroma marondere be kashanda labaya zodi kasode zodi kasode zodi kasode jika moko sanda labaya oh rama kasianda baya moche koliande be
hallelujah
hallelujah.
Look at the verse on the screen, Hebrews 11:33. These are the things you are going to do.
Hallelujah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just these four.
Yes.
I want you to, because everybody
yes.
here.
Yes.
Everybody here.
Yes.
Right. Has a kingdom to subdue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody has a kingdom to subdue.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody has a kingdom to subdue. There are things that in every kingdom have to be subdued. You see, one businessman came to Ghana. I think he had been in America for some years. And then he came to set up a business in Ghana. After some years, he was giving a seminar on successful business. And he said that one of his discoveries when he came to Ghana was that he found was that to succeed in business, one of the main things that fights you, or one of the main things you have to overcome, is stealing by everybody. Petty stealing. If you go, and that is what even the government, if you go to government office, they will charge you. They will say, bring 200 for ink. They will say 2,800, but it's only 800 that is official. The 2,000 is this, 1,400, but only the government will get only 400. So the government looks like it's poor. But people, if when you work in a government office for a long time, you can easily become corrupt. It's a temptation. You get it? And not only a government, but everywhere. That's why in our organization, we only buy brand new cars. Because the cost of stealing, when you send somebody to go and repair a car, he will tell you the carburetor, the this, the brain box, the whatever, all are lies. And the cost, when you go even to a pharmacy shop, people who are supposed to get drugs from shops, they use, because a pharmacy also sells toothpaste. So they'll buy Pepsodent, this soap and all that, and they bring cost of drugs. And the pharmacy shop write cost of drugs, cost of drugs, cost of drugs. Everything is a lie. So in every kingdom, there is something to subdue. And if you look at us, you know, in our country, you don't know what there is to subdue. Plenty. Or you've not noticed. But every country is like that. If you go to America, there are things to subdue there. And that you never have here. You never have such a problem here. So every nation has things to subdue. But through faith, you see that it's as though you are not in that country. People would think that, wow. One time I invited an American. He came to Ghana to preach. When he drove from the airport to the church and he entered the church, he said, I'll vote for you. He said, this is the only organized place I've seen. He said, there's entropy is very high. The whole place. But as soon as he entered the Kodesh, he said, there's order here. But just outside the gate is confusion. Do you know entropy is a science? For science students, we know what is entropy. Wrought righteousness. Many of us, you hear Ghanaian businessmen say, oh, the thing, you can't do it without doing this and that. It's not true. You can't do it without lying, without stealing, without cheating. You can't be straight. But through faith, you can rot. Look at the things, four things that he's doing through faith. Rot righteousness. You can't be a virgin. You can be a virgin. You can be a virgin. Virgins are in fashion. You may not know. You are spending your virginity. Kalomo Alama.
Receive it.
Obtain promises. All the wonderful promises in the Bible. You are going to receive every single one of them in your life.
Receive it.
In the name of Jesus. And stop the mouth of liars. Whatever wants to eat you cannot eat you anymore.
Amen.
Lift your hand, and it's going to be by faith. Lord, strengthen me. Let me be strengthened until I'm a strong man of faith. A man of faith.
A man of faith.
A strong Christian.
A strong Christian.
Makamalo. Salemaba.
Kutaliyanaba. Zenima katoliyanda naba barani mikosalia. Rabadika shenda naba kasoriyanaba. Mikatolia marina migezolia. Palomo Shandere Kesabriandele, Michando Ramaka, Moziga Badiga Sondelebe, Riaboka Shanda, Mingandos. Kambarinele, Mechilimi Gasola, Rakitani Midamosende, Rakandolo Bobaniaso, Michalo Manadis, Menchenda Lamanu, Menchenda Labrigano, Rabati Castoli Andaba, Inamosande, Menchen Kambangando, Retito Valima, Malo Sadi Kariamane, Menchizamria Mantalia, Rakantani Mano, Ichadiga Baravidi Mikasonda, Riapatoni Amayende, Injaminganzo, Maleste Paradiata, Isoria Bali, Mongo Sande Gemezale, Rabati Kato, Iabariga Takasandeba, Manchando La Baka, Isoria Baki, Menchila, Mikapalua, Womo Sande Lebe, Mando Sande Lebe, Ratatimani Mana, Ratatimana Mana, Ratatimana Mana, Iakapandereaba, Mashendereaba, Rapadiniaba, Ikatolia Namaba, Mashandeleaba, Rabatika Sandeba, Iakatandea, Mandika Baya, Rabandi Baya, Iazondeaba, Iakatania Maya, Italia Namaya, Rapandinimia, Mesendelimia, Rakotanimia, Ichania Mande, Maliste, Riatoniama, Mechelegatigi Baya, Rapadigiaba, Machiga Laba, Masanda Laba, Ratondiaba, Ratendiaba, Mikatolia Nama, Michaliandelebe, Rokosi Kataya, Rokosi Kataya, Iakaparani Yamande, Mencheneme, Rosia Yamende, Michalia Bako, Mensente Kolaba, Lerio Sekea, Michateli Andebe. Katoniamo, Malezoniamo, Macheniamo, Masendeliamo, Rakotaniamo, Iakataliandaba, Rabashadabaka, Iketeliaba, Rakoteliaba, Machelia Komayadi, Etatoliama, Iakataliaba, Mapariandabaya, through faith, O God, let us subdue kingdoms, Ie Mokotiana, Machindelia, Rakatanimia, Ipapa. Sheda, Iasoni Amoya, Machenina Moya, Isoni Amoya, Iketeli Amoya, Rapatinimiata, Inchande, Momomosia, Momomosia, Kondereba, Icheketalaba, Mandoriaba, Isoniaba, Mezoniaba, Mikataniaba, Rapanderemea, Michandelemea, Iasondiri Mikapa, Manson Tanton Tampe, Iacotalamine, Rapajili Mikosianaba.
Father, we thank you for the blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Of faith.
Yes.
Now I want us to bind demons.
Yes.
Whatever you feel, especially, listen, stress, you know, the Bible says in Revelation 16, it says, I saw three devils like frogs, unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. So I went to check what frogs do. Do you see?
Yeah.
And he said that apart from one or two which are not common, there are some few frogs that are poisonous, but mostly They cause irritation and a skin condition, even the feeling. You don't feel at ease if you are in bed and then a frog is in your bed. You will not feel happy. Yes. Let us. And you see, and the Bible says that, and these unclean spirits go to gather, in the next verse, to gather them to battle. So quarrels. Sometimes normally you are okay, you wouldn't have shouted, but because of the stress and the irritation, you start shouting at people that haven't done anything. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. You start talking in a way. That's why even children have timed their parents. He's in a good mood. Go and ask him for this. When you go and ask him, because of how the flow is, everything will be yes. But when they are stressed and you go and ask them, the kind of, even if it's spiritual scripture that will flow out of, and other words, true or not true. So let us bind all stress causing powers that are in our homes, in our houses, yes, in our life. Begin, yes, to bind the devil in the mighty name of Jesus.
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 In the mighty name of Jesus. So ligre bere shindere be kosiyama. Patuli na mana mana. Chemi na muzembre bere nostaya. Hello, leadership. Zora kabara ni moneme. Manchizamo.
Financial stress.
Yes, yes, yes.
We find financial stress.
We find financial stress.
Devils from spirits. Irritation.
Yes, yes.
Stress causing demonic powers. Quarrels. Spirit of conflict. In the name of Jesus, we bind the power of,
yes,
Satan,
yes,
to disturb us,
yes,
to,
yes,
destabilize us.
Yes.
In the mighty name of
Jesus,
I command the Thank you, Lord, for your power,
yes,
your healing,
yes,
and your deliverance,
yes.
We give you praise, Lord.
Give you praise.
We thank you. Now,
yes,
lift your hand and give thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for what,
thank you, Lord,
ever He has done for you.
Yes.
Confess your sin of complaining.
Oh.
Some have been complaining about things.
Aman,
but
aman.
It's time to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
Everything, give thanks.
Yes.
For this is the will of God,
yes,
in Christ,
we,
Jesus,
thank you,
yes, concerning you. Give thanks.
Thank you.
Give thanks.
Yes.
Give thanks. Give thanks.
Yes, Lord.
Give thanks.
Makama la mashombula
la makama la daliba. Bele re mama mama mara la mama dele mena.
Thank you, Lord.
Marondolo moraba mama dalia bele lele mende lele bebe lele bebe. Ora mama shamari mada. Sharamada 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 sharamada.
Thank you.
La faraba mada lima baba kabala dali dele dele. Loma kada sa loma kada sa loma kada sa. Rame lolo ma damale de.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
We give you thanks, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you thanks, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, thank you for what you have done for us today. Thank you for your blessing.
Blessing.
Your spirit that is moving in us.
Yes.
In our lives.
Yes.
We are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful.
Thank you for making us stronger Christians.
Yes. Yes.
Than ever before.
Yes.
We give you thanks.
Give you thanks.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be at the prophetic encounter service? Then give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, come on, come on. You can do it better for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus and celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Do you believe God is going to do a miracle in your life too? Then shout, "Ee!" The Bible says that unto you, God, having raised Jesus, sent him also to bless you. I believe Jesus is in our midst today. How many of you believe Jesus is here? The Bible says that when we gather, he is there in the midst of us. And he is here to bless you. If you believe it, shout, "Amen!" I'm going to read out our first testimony, and it's from a first lover. He says, I want to thank God for a large gift I received from afar. Do you remember the prophecy of a large gift from afar? You are the next person to receive a large gift from afar. I want to thank God for this large gift I received. I had applied to go on an exchange project in Russia, Kazan. And after a series of interviews, I was selected. I applied for the visa, but I had no one to buy me the tickets. I started applying to different companies for sponsorship, but none of them called me back. How many of you know that Ghanaians don't call back for such sponsorship? But somebody will call you back in Jesus' name. She said, at the gathering service, the prophet gave a prophecy that someone was going to receive a large gift from afar. Immediately, I knew in my spirit I was the one. And I said, this has to be my prophecy. I have a feeling in my spirit that today when the prophet stands here, he's going to make some declarations. And you have to say, this has to be my prophecy. Everybody say, this has to be my prophecy. On Monday afternoon, I was going through my contacts. And before I knew it, I had accidentally dialed the number of a very prominent person I had met some time back. The call went through and he picked up. I told him the whole story. He asked me to come and see him in his office the next day. When I went, he directed me to see his accountant. I was expecting a few Ghanaian cedis. Are you following? But when I went to see the accountant, I was given... $1,700 United States of America dollars. You are receiving a large gift too. Shout amen. No, some people didn't get it. I didn't say Ghana City, so $1,700 USD. Wow, put your hands together for God. I was speechless. I have never in my lifetime received such a huge gift before. And it was in another currency. I was in so much shock, I started crying. I'm so grateful to God for this miracle. And I believe it was the prophecy of the prophet that made this possible. The prophecy you believe is indeed the prophecy you will receive. The prophecy you believe. The prophecy you believe. Hallelujah. I see you receiving your own large gift too. Our next testimony is coming from Lois in Tefo, and she wants to give God the glory for blessing her. Oh, put your hands together for her as she comes up. Hallelujah. You are the next person to share a testimony. Lois, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for helping me to pass out of law school with a supernatural first class.
With a supernatural first class. Yes. How many leavers are in the house? Leavers. You are also finishing with a supernatural first class. Tell us about it.
My exam was in two parts, and I had an oral exam. And the Friday before the oral exam was the Good Friday service. And our prophets prayed for favor and against the spirit of fear. Normally, when I have exams, I'm very scared. And the next Monday was my exam. I was very calm. I even slept. I mean, I was calm. And when I went inside, she just asked me three questions. She asked me my name. She asked me my country. And she said, pick any topic you're conversant with and tell me about it.
Hey! The lecturer said what?
Pick any topic you're conversant
with. You pick the topic.
Yes.
You pick the topic.
Yes.
Ash! May your lecturer ask you to also pick the topic in Jesus' name. And what topic did you pick?
I picked one of the case studies I had done. And the second part of my testimony is in the written. I mean, I had faith after that. I was very excited. So I wrote on my wall, I've passed my exam with a first class. Meanwhile, my first semester was not very good. So I believed in the prayers of our prophets, the exam prayers and everything. And my results came. And I had passed with the first class.
Wow.
But that was my second semester. So I became scared. Like, first semester wasn't good, but second semester is good. So I don't know what it's going to be.
You had first class during the second semester?
Yes.
Your second semester results was the first class?
Yes.
But your first semester results wasn't the first class?
It wasn't.
So what does it mean?
So it can come down to a second class or second class.
It was supposed to come down to a second
class. Yes.
And what happened?
So we went for a camp with Pastor Joshua, and in one of the sessions, he said, some of you are waiting for your results, and it's going to be good news. So I believed in it. And the next session, my overall results came into the glory of God. I did pass with the first.
Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise. The last time I checked, the university awards degrees. I don't see why they shouldn't award you with the first class. Receive it according to the prophecy in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Hallelujah. And let's welcome Yvonne up here as she testifies of how God blessed her. Do it better for her. Oh, you can do it better for her as she comes. Yvonne, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for the miracle of for the blessing of miracle money.
Tell us about it. How did it happen?
Last 2 weeks, Sunday, during the second offering, the prophet asked that those who were broke should lift their hands for a blessing.
And you were broke?
I was so broke.
Weren't you the one who came to share a testimony about the clothes?
Yes.
Do you remember from last 2 weeks? She received a large parcel of clothes. She had clothes, but she was broke. May God make your blessings whole in Jesus' name. And so you were broke that day.
I was broke.
How much money did you have?
I had 6 CDs on me. And the 6 CDs, it included my transportation back home.
Mercy, that's really broke, you know. And what happened?
So instead of just lifting my empty hand, I decided to sacrifice my snack money. That was 2 CDs. So I lifted it up, and then prophets prayed over it. And then I dropped it into the basket. So after the revival, I go home, my tab went off, so I plugged it in and put it on. And when I put it on, all my messages came through, so I just decided to look at my text messages first. And to my surprise, I received a text that said I had received mobile money. And I just couldn't believe it. It was 200 CDs.
Oh, God is multiplying offerings by 100. There is a window in heaven. Receive your own blessings in Jesus' name. You gave 2 cities.
I gave 2 cities.
And by the time you got home, you had
received
200 Ghana cities. You are the next person to receive miracle money. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's welcome Adam Saylor for a final testimony as she shares about how God blessed him. Do it better for him. Adam, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for saving me from a fatal accident and also healing me completely. Months ago, I was involved in an accident, which I came here to give a testimony about first. After the accident, I was told my knee was stiff and it could only open up after 5 months.
You had an accident?
Yes, a very fatal accident. I had 3 fractures and I went under 3 surgeries.
You had 3 fractures?
Yes, 3 fractures. I had 2 in my thigh and 1 in my knee.
And your knee too was what?
Yes, my knee was locked. So I was told that I could only open up my knee in 5 months' time. And that's when I was going to be discharged from the hospital. And that day, I was so lucky. I had the opportunity to watch Prophets in Zambia, the Healing Jesus campaign. And I watched it on Facebook, and it got to a time he said, if you're having pain anywhere, just put your hand there and I'm going to pray for you. I did that. I was even helped to hold my knee.
Who helped you?
My beloved.
Ish. May you have somebody to help you too. When your hands cannot reach the place yet, you need a beloved. Pastor Joshua, I don't know why, but I feel some people are receiving beloveds. So your beloved helped you?
Yes, she helped me. She held my hand and touched my knee because my leg was hanging by
the miracle wouldn't have been possible without the beloved. Wow. And what happened when you touched your knee?
When I touched the knee after praying, it was somewhere in the night around 6 p.m., so I slept. The next morning, I was unchained from the stand. I mean, my leg was hanged, so I was unchained. I just felt in the morning that, Adam, just move your leg and see if it can really move. I moved in and it was moving, so I was scared. I started calling the doctor. Doctor, doctor.
Wow.
I came in, he saw it. He said, bro, you are okay. You have been discharged today.
You were discharged that same day? Sitting down like that, give the Lord a shout of praise. The doctor said it would take 5 months for his knee to move. And he said after the prayer, the next day, something told him, Adams, move your leg. After today, some of you have to do some things you've never done before. And you were able to move your leg. And what happened again?
And then afterwards, I went for a checkup. And I was told with my thigh, I could walk after a year.
Can we see the thigh bone again? Three places. Apart from the knee. And they said you could only walk.
I could only walk after a year.
After a year.
Yes. So I was tired of the crutches. I wasn't just me. So I kept praying and asking God, heal me. You are the only one that can do this. And miraculously, this is the sixth month, and I can walk, I can run, I can drive. I actually drove here.
Hey, take your time. This is the 6 months after the accident you had.
Yes, of course.
And you can walk.
I can walk.
You can squat.
I can run.
You can't run.
I can squat. I can
you
drive.
Can't run. Can you run?
I can run.
Can you run?
I can run.
This way. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I need a medical doctor here. Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian. I need help here. Please explain that x-ray we saw and the condition he was describing. Do you recover from such a condition after 6 months? Please tell me.
At all. In fact, this is a supernatural miracle. These are multiple fractures. The top one is oblique and the second one is transverse. And usually it takes not less than a year on admission. So for him to have been healed after just a couple of months is miraculous. And usually we are afraid that the joint will not come back well. So we have to monitor you. You don't bear weight. You don't move about frequently. You have to be on the hospital for weeks and months. So for him to be healed is so supernatural.
I'll give the Lord a shout of praise. And he was telling me he got a miracle car. So he drove here himself. He what? Drove here himself. He did what? I see you driving to the gathering service yourself. Somebody celebrate the goodness of the Lord. God bless you. May you receive your own testimony too. Put your hands together for Jesus.
On you, I've got this feeling down deep in my heart, and I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Stuck on you, I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, this is where I found the love, the peace, the joy, and the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. So mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, this is a true and a faithful saying. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to seek and to save that was alone. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Oh, I'm stuck on you. got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Oh, Jesus, I was deep in sin, was falling deeper and deeper into my sin ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Yes, I have. Oh, so mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, to leave you, oh Lord. I don't wanna ever have to lose my calling. I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church. Lord, I love to be with you, yeah. I'm gonna stick with you. I'm stuck on you, find my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Now I'm on my way. Oh, Jesus, this is where I found the love, the peace, the joy in the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on. I have found a new life. Oh, yes, I have. So mighty glad I found a new life. I found a new life in Jesus. Oh, 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 I found a new life. Lift your hand if you found a new life and testify. Say, I have found a new life.
What a blessing. Hallelujah. First Love Church, are you ready to encounter the prophetic? What did you come here to encounter? I can't hear you. What did you come here to encounter? The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 that there were many widows in the days of Sarepta, but to one of the widows was the prophet sent. And I believe that there are many churches in Accra. There are many peoples in this city. But we have been selected and we have been chosen, and the Lord has sent us a great prophet and a great minister, and that prophet will bring the salvation of God, will bring the breakthrough that you need. That prophet has the words that God has for you, and if you expect a miracle, you expect a breakthrough, lift your voices, shout, scream, and let's welcome my father the prophet, Bishop Dax Ewan Mills.
We thank you for your word today and your blessing that comes upon our lives. Guide us by your mighty power in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to Habakkuk chapter 1. Habakkuk chapter 1. Are you ready for a good prophecy over your life? Verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. I declare over your lives that God is going to do wonders in your life.
Receive it.
that when people are told, even though they are told, they will not believe because it will be too wonderful. May wonders appear in your life supernaturally.
I receive it.
May you have something wonderful to say that people will find difficult to believe in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let it be so. Lift your hand and just thank God that Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 5 is fulfilled practically. A wonder marvelously. Wonder marvelously. People are going to wonder marvelously. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Father, thank you. Some will not believe that you have changed so much. Some will not believe that you have prospered so much. Some, you will take somebody to your house and he will not believe that it's your house.
Yes, yes.
Somebody will see you in a car and say, no, you are the driver. The owner is somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
Receive a wonderful and marvelous work that they who hear it will not believe though it be told to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be so. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will come to pass in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. At least there will be one thing in your life that will be very wonderful that if you tell somebody, he will find it difficult to believe that it's true. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
There will be at least one thing in your life that when you tell people something wonderful, something great, that they will not believe. Shout your loudest amen. The amen is enforcing it. Shout your amen. You are a girl here.
Prophesy.
I prophesy to you.
Prophesy.
That something wonderful and marvelous that people will not believe when you tell them. You are a businessman. People will not believe when you tell them.
Amen.
Receive it and shout your loudest amen.
Amen.
Father, according to this word,
yes,
let it come to pass.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Now, turn with me to Isaiah 11. And today I'm sharing with you on the spirit of wisdom. Quick. Isaiah 11. Right. Isaiah 11 verse 1. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Now, when we say the spirit of something, usually it is the power or the personality behind the thing. You see, like there's a force behind it. So it's not just the knowledge of wisdom, but the force that enables you to implement the things. So when you have the spirit of wisdom, when you have the spirit of wisdom, all right, you have the force to implement. Because somebody like Solomon, he was very wise. He's the one who wrote about strange women. But he's the one whose life was spoiled by a lot of strange women. You get what I'm saying? So you may have the wisdom, but you need the force or the spirit of it behind you. Are you listening? All right. Are you there? Are you listening to me? Very good. So you don't only need to have the wisdom, but you need the spirit of the wisdom to be in you. Otherwise, you will say that you have it, but you don't seem to be able to implement it in your life. All right? Are you there? You are leaving. Amen. Fantastic. Beautiful. Now, because before each election, and by the way, in about 6 months' time, we'll start hearing in Ghana, next year is elections. Yeah. In about 6 months' time, we'll start hearing, next year is elections. Because in 6 months' time, next year is elections. And those who want to come, do you see? And those who are there, all the two groups, when you hear them speaking, you cannot say that a Ghanaian doesn't know what is wrong or a Ghanaian doesn't know what to do. Even those things are taught in social studies, in BEC. It's my daughter who pointed out to me that the solutions to everything are taught in BEC. Yes, the reasons and the solutions. Are you with me? Now, are you there? What are we talking about? Yeah, I'm talking about the spirit of wisdom. And I'm saying that you can never say that either NDC or NPP don't know the problems or the solutions. Because even in BEC, it is taught in BEC. So they know. But then the spirit of the wisdom, like I was sharing with Solomon, knew the strange woman. I mean, when you hear the thing about strange woman from Solomon, you even be afraid. You know, and he had 1,000 of them. So you can know something, but you don't know how to, the power to do the wonderful thing that you know. It's what we call the spirit of wisdom. So you may have wisdom, but we are talking of the spirit of wisdom. So that's why in Micah 3:8 he says, I'm full of power by the spirit. I'm full of power. I'm full of power by the spirit. The power to do the wonderful things that you know about come from the Holy Spirit. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment to declare. You see, so power comes. So it says, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is who you need to enable you to do what you need to do. Are you with me? So I'm talking about the spirit of wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's read together from verse 1. I want you to look at this wisdom, the spirit of wisdom. Today we are having a kind of a family service. So I want you to listen because, and I'm going to break up. We are going to, when we close, we are going to go into a new short session again. So I need you to just listen carefully. Amen. All right. And I, brethren, I want you to listen because I'm sharing with you something from my intestines. My spiritual intestines. Yeah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech. You see, excellency of speech is not wisdom. The wisdom of God is not the same thing. Every school has a student or two who rises up and makes speeches and can speak well. And sometimes have a television face. You know, there are some people who have a good face for television. They speak well and they have a good television face. Every school has it. SRC, Nukes, what have you. They give speeches, they talk well and so on. This is not what I'm talking about. And even amongst us preachers, there are people with very beautiful words. Good grammar. We are not here to talk of grammar. This is not an English class. We are talking of power by the Spirit. Now, when I came to you, I didn't come with excellency of speech or excellency of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything amongst you save Jesus Christ. I wanted to know only about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yeah. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. You see, man's wisdom has enticing words. How did you call it the other time? Laced with mental pleasures. Enticed. When you entice, it tickles you. So it's like the words that are even used, they tickle you. They tickle your fancies. And they give you mental pleasures. It's just nice to hear. Because it sounds nice. And then you drop in a scripture here and there. Yes. Even people like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or even Martin Luther King. I didn't know that he was a Christian. It was later that I heard he was a Christian. Or that he was a reverend minister. And these are famous people. They have great speeches. I have a dream. And so on. Huh? Black and white would be together. This and that. A lot of fun. I have a dream. Winston Churchill had fantastic speeches. These are not what I'm talking about. Where you make wonderful speeches and you drop in scriptures. Yes. But my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5. So that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Because our Christian faith is not a faith that depends on human ideas. You see, wherever Christian churches and Christian leaders take on human ideas, you have a great, unfortunate watering down of the church. Because human ideas and human compassion can never give what the gospel gives, what Jesus came to give you. Making a hospital, making a school, making a university, Making a nursery school, some of these things we do as a ministry. Mind you. Yes, even as I speak, we are building a hospital only for the handicapped. It's a large project. If I show you the picture, you'll be amazed. Only for people who cannot pay. So as I say this, remember this on the side. Just take note. In case you think I'm criticizing something, I'm telling you everything with its place. This is not this and that is not that. That's why Paul was trying to make the distinction so that you never be confused. However, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That is, people who will know that it's wisdom will recognize this is wisdom. That's what I'm saying, that it never occurred to me all my growing up years that Martin Luther was a Christian. Although he was. He's reverend. But I never got salvation or healing. I got those things from Kenneth Hagin and Oral Roberts and so on. But not from Martin Luther King. Yes. It's something different. You get it? It has its place. So, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. These are the principalities, demons. Go back to verse 6. We speak wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of this world. So don't come here expecting to hear 7 steps to grow your business. Don't come here expecting to get career counseling. Come expecting to receive the spirit and the power of God. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So the wisdom of God is mysterious. There is no question about it. It's not so clear. Even the hidden wisdom. And so the wisdom has these characteristics. The mystery and hidden. It's not obvious that it's wise. When it's hidden, it's not obvious. If I've put gold here under this carpet and I'm walking on it, it's hidden from you. You wouldn't know that there's gold under the carpet. There is no gold, please. But you wouldn't know. Hidden wisdom. So when there is treasure, it's there, but you can't see that it's treasure. Listen to me, please. Which as God has ordained before for his, unto our glory. Unto our glory, your glory, your beauty, your niceness, the niceness of your life is inside God's wisdom. And you have to believe in the wisdom of God. It's different from education. I thank God I've been to school, but it's different from education. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. Because if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, if they knew the wisdom of God, they would never have stopped the cross. Yes, they would not have allowed the cross, sorry. The cross was leading to the salvation. All of us are here because of the cross. We are not all here because of a university. We are all here because of the cross. The cross has bought salvation for all of us. All the churches which are gathered as I speak are gathered because of the cross. If Satan had understood that wisdom, which he didn't, but Satan is not all-knowing. He's not all-wise. He knows some things. And of course, his experience is more than our experience because he's been around for so long. And we just came on the scene a few years, and you are dealing with an ancient deceiver. Yes. Someone who has deceived countless people and knows how the tricks work each time. More beautiful girls than you have been deceived by him. And you just came on the scene. He's coming with the same words. And that's why you come to church, to hear the word of God, to protect you from deceptions and delusions that are in the world. Now with none of the princes of this world before, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, so it's hidden. Ear has not heard, so it is not heard easily. Neither has it entered the heart of man. That it's not even ideas that people have. The things which God has prepared for those who love him. Mighty things are prepared for you. If you can tap into the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom, and the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. How many want to hear the deep things of God? Yes. Now, one of the deep things of God is the Spirit of wisdom that God gives to us. Hallelujah. That God gives to us as a mighty revelation. Amen. Now, the Spirit of wisdom, number one. The Spirit of wisdom is revealed in your involvement in winning souls. Yes. It's revealed. Proverbs 11 verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. That's all. Number one, the Spirit of wisdom is revealed when a person rises up and is involved in soul winning. Now, I am just talking to only you here, because I don't want to talk to people that are not here. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yes. Don't see this as an insult. Anybody here who is not involved in our church's joint effort to win souls and establish souls in God, don't see this as an insult. But I'm saying this only as an offshoot of Proverbs 11 verse 30. Huh? I don't know if you are getting what I'm about to say. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. Anybody who is not involved in our church's efforts to win souls is what, according to this verse, is not wise. Yes. Or the opposite, what is not wise? Check Google. I beg you to take your phone and go, what is it not to be wise? When you are not wise, what are you? Google it, please. Forget about antonym. Google it on your Google. Google, you see, when you ask the Google question, you'll be surprised that he will answer you. What does the Google say? It
says foolish.
Does it say something?
It were the opposite of wise, foolish.
No, not is the opposite. Mm-hmm. When a person is not wise, what is he? Ask Google, type it that way. When a person is not wise, what is he? Ask Google. So that it wouldn't be me, but Google is telling you something. Has Google come up? Is it not answering? Huh?
Interesting question.
It's an interesting question. That's what Google is saying. Siri. No, not Siri. I said Google. It gives a scripture.
Yes. It says, We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. It just, that's the verse it gives.
No. It's not giving the answer. Ask the question in another way. What is it not to be, not wise? What is not wise? What is not wise? Are computer experts. Computer scientists should be. Oh, your internet has gone. Your credit is finished. A person who is not?
It hasn't come yet.
Antonym of wise. Unwise. He's unwise. So listen, okay, you people, after church, you can find out. Everybody who is not involved in the soul winning here at the First Love Center is declared to be polite and wise. And to be crude is to say what? Is a what? Is a fool. Hey! That's the word I was avoiding. But foolish. But you see, any church which is not a soul winning church, not a wise church, any man of God who says he's a man of God, you are slaying people, you are giving people mantles, oils, you are giving prophecies, but you are not winning souls, it's not a wise person. Even Kenneth Hagin, I tell you, when you hear Kenneth Hagin preaching about soul winning, he had a banner. He said, come and listen to the man who went to hell and came back. He says, I don't have to read the Bible to know about hell. I went there. Yes, I don't have to read the Bible to know about hell. I was there. I saw it. When he was having his winter Bible seminar, many times on the first day, he will preach about soul winning. Yes. That was the equivalent of Give Thyself Holy Conference. Yeah. I heard him talking about hell one day. I say, wow. Yeah, Kenneth Hagin. He said, come and listen to the man who has been to hell and come back. That's his banner for his crusade, to advertise his crusade. He's wise. Amen. So, how many here are joining the wise group? I want to see clearly. Yeah. So from now, everyone must join the soul winning effort, which is now starting on Saturdays for us, because our church starts on Saturday. We don't start church on Sunday. We start on Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. How many are aware of that? Yes. If you are in this church, your church activity starts from Saturday to Sunday, not Sunday morning to evening. We start on Saturday. We start work on Saturday. We start soul winning, following souls, looking for people, caring for people on Saturday, not on Sunday. If you have not yet participated in what we are doing, today I'm having a revival service, but I'm going to have the revival in groups. I'm not having with everybody. Every group is coming to me for revival in that room there. So you come group up. So you yourself, if you are not in a group, it even shows that you are, there's something missing in your life. That wisdom is missing in your life. Yes.
I'll see which group you join. Today is today. Today is today. I'm seeing which group you join. Today is revival groups. Yes. Number two. The spirit of wisdom makes your life glorious. The spirit of wisdom, which is soul winning and church building, makes your life glorious. Proverbs 3:35. The wise shall inherit glory. I think that's enough. But shame shall be the promotion of fools. But the wise shall inherit glory. He that winneth souls is wise. Now the wise shall inherit what? Glory. Glory is beautiful. Beauty. Wise shall inherit glory. That means glory comes naturally to the wise. Wise shall inherit glory. So he that wins souls is wise. 11:30 and 3:35. The wise shall inherit or absorb some or receive some kind of glory or beauty or niceness about you. Do you know that healing Jesus has brought a certain glory to Lighthouse Chapel and our churches? Has brought a certain glory that was not there before we started healing Jesus camp. Yes, the church is beautiful. It's nice. But there's something about soul winning that changes everything about you. Oh, yes. The wise shall inherit glory, beauty. You become nice because you win a soul, because you help to establish souls. Yes. You see, a whole lot of problems drop off your life when you are involved in soul winning. Yeah. You know what happened to our sister who was on stage when she went soul winning and she got almost backslid and all that? These are some of them unfortunate accidents. But she was doing the right thing and she got into difficulty. The fact that you are doing the right thing does not mean that there will be no problems. But that is it. That is it. And you see that through that, she received the Holy Spirit and the power of God that will enable her to carry on doing the work. But it was because she was attempting to do something, attempting to do great things for God, that she even fell a bit and then was lifted up to carry on. The wise shall inherit glory. I'm telling you, you have some beauty in your life. Yeah. I'm not going to allow anybody here to rest again on Saturday. No, 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 no. To Sunday, you will be wise. I'm forcing wisdom into you. Kamasho palaba barandali mamandele. You know, I can't tell you anything that is not real to me. What I'm telling you is what I've seen. I am educated amongst educated people. Like, I'm also educated. That's what I mean. That I live in a world. I came from education. I went to school. I am a pastor amongst other pastors. I have a church amongst other people who have churches. I can tell you that whether it's being a normal secular person, being educated, or whether being a man of God, just a man of God, or being a church, I can tell you that he that wins souls is wise, and the wise inherits a certain beauty and a certain glory. And that glory is coming on you now. In Jesus' name. Are you still there? Yes. Yes. Today I'm having a family service, so I've turned off all these outsiders who are always watching us. They should come here with themselves. Number three.
He that the spirit of wisdom will make you shine forever. Daniel 12:3. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. When you get involved in our Saturday to Sunday activity, you are going, my dear friend, to experience the ability to shine forever. Yeah. What is your life? Your life is nothing. All that you have is nothing, except you are involved in turning people to righteousness. Look at the great people that we have seen in the world. Princess Diana. She was beautiful. Everybody admired her. We all became depressed on the Sunday morning when we heard she was dead. Anybody who was alive, young people, I don't know if you, were you alive? Were you guys alive? You'll be there. It has already happened. But we have new princesses now. Meghan and others. Yeah. Princesses of great interest to the whole world. But she's shining just for a short while. Yes. She's shining for a while. All shinings on this earth are for a while. I'm sorry to say. Meghan Markle and who have you will have been shining, will not be shining if Princess Diana was even around. She was the princess of hearts. Yes. She was loved, admired by the whole world. Of course, by some of the world. Some people thought she was crazy. And her husband obviously didn't want to continue staying with her. Anyway. It's just a temporary shine. You see Pele? He came to World Cup in a wheelchair. Pele, scoring. He came in a wheelchair. Pele, the original Pele, not Abedi Pele. The real Pele. He came in a wheelchair. You are not born. I don't know Pele. They used to hold his jacket. When he's running to score a goal, they used to hold him like this. And he was running and they were cold. And he go and scored it. Yeah. He came with a wheelchair. And all the stars, short-lived. Yeah. Huh? Asian. Short-lived. It's finished already. Will he play in the next World Cup? Yeah. But there was a time if you are driving in London and you put on the radio, you will hear Asian's name. On the radio in London. I was driving one time in London. Somebody had a radio on. I don't know whether it was a taxi. And then they were talking about a match and they were talking about him. And they were discussing and they were saying, would you like to be tackled by Asian? The guy was saying that no. It was so that match was going to be happening, this and that. Hey, he was famous. Shining. But it's just for a short while. Short while. But there is something that when you do, you will shine forever and forever. I am destined to shine forever for winning all the souls that I'm involved in winning. I'm destined to shine forever. You watch and see. You see me shining like the stars. I may even become one of the stars up there. People will be on earth and be looking and they will say, look at this star, not knowing that it's me. Kalamo Bashabaya. Temporary shining. Look at yourself. You are young. Some of you are young. You wait and grow old, small, and see. You have to wear loose clothes most of the time. Loose. You dare not put on something that shows the realities. Kalemo Alababa.
Receive it.
Because you see hills and mountains. But I prophesy your eternal shining as a star forever because of the spirit of wisdom and soul winning that is upon your life. Listen, I believe this is the wisdom of God. Yes. And it is so somebody say, but is this practical? That's why we started by praying for faith. Number four, the spirit of soul winning will give you wages that people don't know about. Wages. Wages. John 4:35. John chapter 4 verse 35. Don't say there are 4 months and then there will be harvest. No, I say to you, lift your eyes now. And look at the fields now. They are white now, ready for harvest now. Verse 36. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. So that he, both he that soweth and he that reapeth, may rejoice together. You see, when you reap this harvest, you receive wages. That's why people are jealous of men of God. Sometimes they look at you, but you are a pastor. Why should you prosper? Your nose. I shouldn't prosper. I'm receiving the wages you don't know anything about. Your nose. Check your neighbor and say whether it is his nose that I'm talking about or somebody else's nose. Your nose. That reapeth, he that gets involved in this soul winning quest has a certain wage that nobody knows about. I'm telling you, it's not only full-time ministry. No, once you like study and see, you see, it purifies you, it delivers you from evil. There's something about being involved in God's work that causes a person to prosper supernaturally. I don't know how. Don't ask me to explain. Just as you can't explain how you can speak on your phone and see somebody far away, I can't explain how soul winning makes you reap wages. I don't understand it and I can't explain it. He that reapeth receives wages and gathereth fruit. Now, I want to focus on the word gather fruit. You see, on Saturday, we begin gathering. You see, this place is supposed to hold 10,000 people. Yes. But we don't have 10,000 people here. Those 10,000 people are fruits that we have to gather. But those fruits, when we gather them, we are gathering it unto eternal life. Nobody is fair. You see, you look at me. What else do I want? You can ask yourself. I have churches. God has blessed me. I mean, I'm invited. I can't go to Sri Lanka, Hong Kong, Manila, Philippines, different places that even Ghanaian pastors are not usually invited. They are all lined up for me. Come to Venezuela, here. I have to deny so many of them. France. I have different invitations to France. In different countries. Shh. You'll be there anyway. But through soul winning. And you ask, so what are you emphasizing on? I keep on emphasizing, let us be involved in God's work. It will purify your life. The problems you have, the issues you have, the financial things, you see that they are somehow lined up supernaturally. Oh yeah, you end up taking good decisions. You don't even know how. You'll be at a soul winning and you suddenly see God is even linking you to somebody. It's true. Look, you know, today I met with a little group before church. There were a number of them were sisters. I told them, look, this one said, I'm doing this business. And I said, thank you. You are doing this. But ultimately, you want to marry. Let's be serious and be honest. How many sisters want to marry? Raise your hand. Oh, most of them on this side don't want to marry. It looks like the marriage. Receive it on this side in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
There are wages. There are wages. Incomes you don't know about. You can't explain them. There are cars you don't know about. There are benefits you don't know about. God will do it for you. When you get yourself involved. Because it's the spirit of wisdom. It's not as man's wisdom. No, no, no. If I was preaching wisdom of man, I may be preaching to you about goals, finances, debts, all kinds of things. How to get ahead and so on. The markets, marketplace, activities and so on. No, no, no. That's not what I'm here for. If you want that, you have to find another church. Check your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, you may have to find another church. Oh, here is not a secular church. Oh, this is a spiritual church. Are they still staying in the church or they are leaving? Number 6, the spirit of wisdom will lead you to do things that are not in vain. You will do things that are not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Always abounding. When we say abound, it's like you are jumping and bounding with energy. That's why I say when you join this church, you'll be young. All your old age will disappear. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, I did not ask Jacob to serve me in vain. In vain. It will never be in vain. You know, for 30 years, I've been called pastor, but I was a Christian before then. I cannot say it has been in vain. Going to start churches in England, I never said to Jacob, seek me in vain. Even human beings pay. You know, my son Joshua, who is a pastor here, one day he traveled to school. He was in school in England. And but when he was in Ghana, he was not, if he was a Christian, he wasn't a serious Christian or almost equivalent to not a Christian. Yes. Yeah. But you see, in England, the Holy Spirit has been pushing me to win souls. And winning souls means starting churches, training pastors, having camp meetings. So one day when he was in school there, I called him. When I called him, his voice was very soft. Hello. I said, hello. Hello. Are you okay? Yes. What's happening there? We are fasting. I said, fasting at this time? He said, yeah. 40 days. I said, what? Because I don't remember when the last time I did 40 days fasting. He said, a pastor, Pastor Clement, has given us 40 days. When I put the phone down, I think I started crying. Because I thought to myself, a church that I've started, here's the pastor, he has seen my son and has led him to do 40 days fast. The fasting that I couldn't make him fast for 2 days in being in Ghana. Talomo la la, la la la. I was amazed. I realized that it's like the churches, it's like suddenly somebody somewhere has taken from another corner, has taken an interest in my child and in the children then sentenced them to fasting. 40 days fasting. His voice was very soft. We are fasting 40 days. And then I realized that it's not in vain, but you don't know where or how or which corner that somebody, it is when you have a child, you will understand it. I heard somebody saying the other day that you will know when you grow up that if something happens to your child or something is happy or your child is not well, it is worse than if it is even to yourself. When you have children, you know. When you read the Bible, you don't understand. This woman brought her daughter to they saw Jesus with the son. They came with the child. They came with their children. They came with their, like that. You see it when you grow. You may not know. Many times I see people and I just think of their parents. It moves me in my heart. It moves me inside. I think of their parents. When I see all of you daughters, children, I think of your parents. Because your parents are praying for you. Your parents are praying for you. You don't know. They want it to be well because you are what they came to do in the world. It is you. You are their fruits. I never asked anybody to seek me in vain. It will never be in vain. Never. It will never. There's not even a day, a moment, a prayer meeting, an outreach that will ever be in. Never forget it. Anything can be in vain, but this one will never be in vain. It was not in vain when I was in school and I was doing the ministry. It has not been in vain. No, has never been in vain. So, the Spirit of God, He comes to make us into soul winners. Yes, He said, you shall receive power after the Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses. It changes you. So until you engage the Spirit and start to flow with what the Spirit is trying to let you, you're never walking with the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is never really moving in your life. You know, I heard Bishop Oyedepo saying, he said, you see, and all these are words. You see, that the person doesn't want to say something, but he's saying it. He said that any church which has stopped soul winning is an apostate church. The church has fallen into apostasy. Because the Spirit is not in that church. That's Bishop Oyedepo, the largest church. He said, if we are not to soul winning, that church has fallen into apostasy. Because the Spirit doesn't come to do anything else. You shall receive power. You shall be witnesses. Hallelujah. I'm surprised at me, who I don't study economics and all these things. I think I know many things that sometimes I marvel at people who say that that's what they are studying. That's why I've never really had business conferences or anything for business. I just follow me. I'm not into whatever. But if this was a business, it is afloat. It's one of the successful multinational, multi-million dollar organizations. Clear, above water. No debts. No debt. Everything is free on hand. Receive that grace to do great things.
And it comes from what? Soul winning, not defeating. Even that in itself is a mystery. Maintenance of the aim and the reason of the church is just the same reason of the. It's not to do a business. Neither is it to do any other type of thing or investment. Kamolo Shanamo. Are you still around? Spirit of wisdom. Look, this Saturday, the next Saturday, and from now, I'm launching what we call Marshalling Saturday, where we are mobilizing on Saturday. Saturday, everybody, you do something for in the most busiest person. Even the bus, you see, give me your, where's the thing, who had it? Yeah. We are even moving now into taxis, Uberization. You, if you can't bring a bus, you bring an Uber or a taxi. B, it stands for bus. Everybody is going to organize, you see, John 4, it says, he that gathereth fruit. Fruit must be gathered. You can't just go and... We did an outreach at Golden Tulip Hotel, and it's not related to church. You can't just go and be weeding the corn and say, I've harvested. You have to gather the corn and bring the corn so that we can boil it or roast it or fry it. You can't just go. So we've weeded Golden Tulip, and then there are some souls, loose corns lying around. Bring the corn home. Gather fruit. We are to gather and mobilize the gatherings of souls. This is the wisest thing I can do. Me, you see, that's why sometimes I give you my grades in school. Very high. Very high. Just in case you think that Akemenele, just spiritual things. So it's like he doesn't understand normal things. That's the only reason why I'll tell you my grades. Yes. That's the only reason why I tell you my grades in school. Because when I say these things, things are very spiritual sounding, like he's not talking about practical things. Gathering of fruits. The smallest person is going to be involved. And I'm changing your life by this. I said, by this, I'm changing your life. Yes. People who can be carried in a bus to the beach to go and bath at Kaswa in the sea. 10 buses full of students to Kaswa Beach. And go there with energy. Huh? And what? Drinking and having sex in the sea. And they pay their own buses to go there. Ten buses. And as a young person, you say on Saturday night, they even have a song called Saturday Night Fever. On Saturday, we are going to gear up, gathering, mobilizing, marshalling souls. And everybody has, you have at least one person that you are more spiritual than. I said there is at least one person in the world that you are more spiritual than. There is at least one person. With all your problems, there are some people that you are better than in terms of a few standards. At least one person. What do you think? How many have realized that there are some people that... This girl who came here, the one who was trying to get into a difficulty on stage with the smokers and drinkers and all that. She tried. She's better than a whole lot of people who do nothing. And me, I vote for her, I tell you. How many vote for her too? I was touched, I was moved in my heart. I said, no, this is a good girl. She's forcing. Small temptation, but no problem. The Bible says that a righteous man falleth 7 times and rises again.
Mashato la baba.
Receive it.
Spirit of wisdom. Now, number seven. The spirit of wisdom gives you, engages you in a hopeful endeavor. Hopeful. Something with a lot of hope. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Everybody, hopeful endeavor. Verse 9, verse 10. Saith he it altogether for our sakes? No, for our sakes, no doubt this is written. He that ploweth should plow in hope. And he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. This is the most hopeful. Change the version, because thresheth and all these words, they are big, big words for us. Another thresher, another word, thresher. Oh. Thresh. Crashing. So when you plow, when you plow, you thresh, you do something to take the grain, the harvest. You do it to do his work, hoping for a part of the fruits. There are fruits for threshing and gathering in the harvest. Fruits. And when you are involved, you should do it with great hope. Great hope. Great hope. This hope is a hopeful endeavor as you get involved in church planting, building the church, winning the soul. I mean, this is the most hopeful. Look, if you want to punish me, you'd say, go and sit in the clinic and start. What's wrong with you? My head, my neck. Okay, go and do x-ray and come. What's wrong with you? Rashes at here. Okay, go and take this cream. What's wrong with you? My knee. What's wrong with you? I'm coughing. Do you feel the pain here? We feel it here. Okay, take this medicine. What's wrong with you? Diarrhea 3 times this week. Okay, take this medicine. What's wrong with you? I'm feeling dizzy. Go and do blood test. Look, this work is lower than the work that I'm doing. Hey. I am engaged in a hopeful, he that ploweth in hope. Look, you are going to change everything, your school, your intelligence, your results. You see, and don't misunderstand me. It doesn't mean don't go to work when you're supposed to go to work. It doesn't mean don't study when you're supposed to study. I never failed any exam. No, and you can ask my wife. From the first day when we married, I've never struggled to provide for her. I don't like people asking for money. I don't want grown-ups, anybody. I don't like it when people ask for money. I don't like that thing. Yes, everything. I don't want that. A husband who doesn't provide is worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible says. You are worse than worse. People have to beg you for money. There should be a discussion about money. Shame on you. If you don't want to marry, then stay. Now, if you want to marry, you are coming into expenses. And you should pay happily. Shame on you. That's by the way. You see, on the way to soul winning, something small has dropped in there. Something small. He that ploweth in hope. May I have great hope. Oh? I have great hope. The work that I'm doing, great. 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 Yeah. You also have great hope. So Saturday is our marshalling Saturday. We are mobilizing and we are coming out, and it's going to be something else. Number eight, soul winning is profitable. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. This is my full-time scripture. This is a scripture that I read one morning as I was lying in my father's hotel room, one room.
you know, and having my quiet time and praying and waiting on the Lord. And he said, keep thyself holy. Thy profiting will appear to all. Do it all out. Go for it. You know, Joshua said when he got married, one of his uncles called him and said, don't do this thing half-half. Do it all out. I said, I didn't know that you were so serious about it. Go for it. Don't be like those who do half and half. Yeah, his uncle. He called him and said, look, take it seriously. I'm your uncle. I know what I'm saying. Don't do it half and half. Go for it. Saturday, whether it's an outreach, whether it's a rehearsal, whether it's telepastoring, whether it's intimate counseling, I don't know what. Today after church, we shall see which group you are in. Yes. 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 Basenta. You must be in a basenta somewhere. That is when your life is going to change. Those of you who have not been much to school, you don't know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ is the only hope in your life. You should see some of the prophets that we have in Ghana. Not a drop of education, but you see the kind of people that are sitting in their churches. Christ has made them glorious and beautiful. Even when the election was over, the president mentioned the names of some of these prophets. People like us, our names were not mentioned. Yes. He mentioned the names of pastors and prophets. As a president. People that he acknowledged. You don't know how profitable it is. How profitable it is. How profitable it is. That thy profiting may appear. People without education have been noticed by the highest. Doing the work of God, there is nothing compared with it anywhere, I tell you. So I'm mobilizing you today. I'm mobilizing everybody. Either, and it is about gathering fruit. You are coming as a gatherer. You do something, even if it's one person. From Saturday to Sunday, if either you organize Uber, organize taxi, or your car is the bus, you can continue to come as a, here I am to come to receive. Receive what? Receive what? That's why you backslide. Because church coming after some time, you are tired, you'll be tired of it. When you come, say, today he's preaching about Moses. Last week it was Abraham. My pastor, he likes Abraham power. Every day he say, Abraham, Abraham, Abraham. Next time you come and say, Moses. I met somebody, he told me, I asked him, are you going to church? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because I know all my pastor's sermons. God forbid. God forbid. Do you know all my sermons? Ask your neighbor, do you know all his sermons? What do you mean? And then number 9, soul winning, the spirit of wisdom is the spirit of wisdom will make you number your days and think about eternity. The spirit of wisdom makes you think about eternity. Psalm 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. You see, the spirit of wisdom makes you think of the future. Yeah. All of you who are just thinking of this earth, you are not why. Because, I mean, in some few years, you'll be, you know, you're going. When I look at my age, when I count some few years, you know, then 70. Do I look like somebody's going to be 70? But it's amazing. Yeah. Now, one day I was in Singapore and I went to, you'll be there. And I went to a bookshop and I saw a book, it's a small book on Japanese fighting. What is it called? The Japanese samurai. Yes. So, I think I was waiting for my wife. She was doing something. So I opened the book and started to read. Either chapter 1 or chapter 2. Samurai, Japanese fighters, wisdom. He said, think of death. Always think of death. Then I started to read it. Then he started to write, people who think of death, they are wise. They will make their wills. They plan their businesses. They do their business in such a way that it doesn't depend on them, which makes the business a better business. So many things about business. The book was about business. I thought it was about fighting. It was about business. Amazing. When you see, but you see, when I preach these things in church, you would think that Menekra, only heaven. What is it every day? Heaven, eternity, God. Why? As if I've not been to school. That's why sometimes I tell you I've been to school. When you think of eternity, you are a wise girl. That's what will make people propose to you. It's true. When they speak to you, see, when brothers speak to you, their looks, most of us are the same. But when you start talking, they are moved. They are charmed. They feel something. And when you speak and you have no scriptures, you have no... But the brother will say, this is a sister. I mean, she will advise me in my life. She will be a stable, she'll be like a stable well of wisdom by my side. This one was going to help me. Is that not what you want, brothers? Well, what do you want?
I want a stable Christian girl. A girl that when she talks, she gives some scripture to encourage me. Even if I'm feeling sad or down, she can say, brother, it is well.
You don't want the bottoms that are very...
Oh, no. I don't want big hills and mountains. No. Without scriptures, no.
Without scriptures, you don't want the church.
No, we don't.
This brother doesn't have a beloved, so listen to him carefully. He has given the marking scheme of what he's looking for. Teach us. Are you listening? Yeah. Teach us to know. So when I see you on Saturday and on Sunday mobilizing your bus or your Uber or your taxi or whatever way you are organized, you can no more just come and say, here I come. Here you come to where? No. To where? This is not a static church. Oh. This is not an orthodoxical church. We are not just here to stay here till you are buried. No. No. It's a church with a life. Spirit is here. Life is here. Kamobo la la maba la ba la balo. And number 10. Spirit of wisdom. This is the last one. The spirit of wisdom allows the power of God to work freely in your life. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We are not ashamed of Jesus Christ, for it is God's power of salvation. It's God's power to everyone.
To everyone, everyone that believes in. It is to everyone that receives it, he shall have everlasting life.
We are not ashamed.
We
ashamed?
Why are we not ashamed? How can you be ashamed of that which gives you power? It is the power of God. That is the power of God. That is the life of God in the church.
It is God's power of salvation.
Come on. That's the power. That's where the power is. It's in the gospel.
And it is to everyone that receives, he shall have everlasting life.
Paul was saying, well, why should I be ashamed of what has the power? Why should I be ashamed of the thing that has the power? Why should I put aside the thing which contains the power? The power of God. It is the power. It is the power. It's the saving power at work. It's the changing power. Why should I put it in my pocket and hide it? It's like a man who's married a wife and he's ashamed of his wife. When you're going out for functions, you leave her and say, No. I don't want her to be. When she opens her mouth and speaks, it's just bullets and shots. And I'm ashamed of her. I'm hiding her. I don't want anybody to know. But he said, we are not ashamed. We are not ashamed.
We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is to everyone that receives it, he shall have everlasting life.
Sit down. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Kalamashuta. Pelarama, life is coming into you. Power is coming into your life. Power, 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 power. Power, 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 power. What money cannot do. More than money power, I'm telling you. More than money power. More than money salve. I mean, what can save a man? What can change a man? What can turn a man around? What can change a heart? What can turn a life around? There's no money can do that. I'm telling you, no money can do that. It's power. No wonder it has an effect on finances. No wonder it has an effect on other areas. No wonder it has an effect on your wisdom when you go to school. Because there is some kind of supernatural power in the gospel of salvation. It has an effect on your intelligence. It does. It does. It does. It's the power of God. The Lord God formed man from the dust. This is what is happening to you now. Look, dust. When you go to Venus, they were there in 1970. All the spacecraft that entered just crashed because it's so hot. All the planets are dry. There's nobody there. So the Lord came to the earth and took this dust. They brought some rocks from the moon and from Mars. They have it here. But that's all you can say. It's nothing. But the Lord God took the barren, wild, empty planet Earth. The Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. And he breathed. And when he breathed, man came alive. You see, when the breath of the Spirit comes in you, you come alive spiritually. You become a soul winner. You become a church
build that. You just get evil. You can't just say, oh, I'm a businessman. Oh, I'm a this, I'm a that. You are nothing. You are nothing without the Spirit of God. Spirit of God doesn't deduct from you. You know, Ida Hosa, I met him some years before he died. Interesting, powerful man. One of the things he used to say, you know, preach, he said, God did not call me to reduce me. I like that, Nigerian way. He said, God did not call me to reduce me. God did not call me to demote me. God only called me to increase me. God called me to raise me up. He didn't call me to reduce me. I prophesy God did not call you to reduce you in any way. God did not call you to demote you in any way.
Amen.
Oh no, there's nothing demotion about God. It's rather increase. It's always increase. Increase. God called me. When I got invited to Hong Kong, I got invited to Sri Lanka. I got invited to Manila. Got invited to Singapore. Got invited to Japan. Oh, I'm fine. When God called me, they didn't call me. I thought that he has now called me to confine me in prison. But not when I had the wrong mind about God and his work. He doesn't demote you or reduce you. He calls you to raise you up. So now man is dust, not moving. So everyone who is on Saturday not moving, the spirit is not moving. The spirit has not been blown into you. Somebody bring me a rock or a stone from outside. Any stone you get, rock or sand or rock, just bring me one. Wow. Is there a stone here? Yeah. Look at you. Why do you bring a small one like this? This is you. Look at you. And God says, I'm going to put my spirit. Can you see you? You are nothing without the spirit. Now the spirit of God is about to come. And God breathed. Hey. Kidneys were formed. A heart was formed. Brains were formed. Blood was formed. Genital organs were formed. Hey. Look at a dead rock. But when the mighty spirit came upon you, what a change. What a difference comes into your life. And you see, today, God is breathing into us his mighty spirit. And everybody is going to be involved. Now, sit down. I've not finished preaching. Because I told you, I'm having a family service. In our church, we have Basenta and Basanta, and we are going to have a third one, I'll tell you. But Basanta are those who work on Sundays. Choir, this, that, that. All of us are involved now in gathering. So when you are having a rehearsal, it means you are involved in the Basanta system. You are bringing people because your rehearsal is preparing. Like Good Friday. You see, we had a lot of rehearsals preparing for Good Friday. But you see, our church is every Sunday. It's not once a year. I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's not once a year. Why do you want to work for God once a year? Okay, God will bless you once a year. See you next year. Or what was the date? See you next year, June. 2019. Is it 2018? So see you 2019. So bye. You see 2019. You see 2019. Just come back in 2019. No. But we want God to bless us. So this and every Saturday and Sunday, everybody, either a crusade, crusaders, rehearsals, So the choir, the dancing starts. It's a serious marshalling on Saturday. Marshall Saturday. It's called Marshall Saturday. Marshall Plan. That's a Marshall Plan. Yes. On Saturday, the dancing starts everywhere. Bacentas everywhere. Crusade everywhere. Telepastors. I can't see you just sleeping. Then you are new. Check whether the person next to you is new. Are you new or newish? You are either new or newish. You are either new or newish. Amen. Amen. And there's going to be a great blessing. So today, I want to ask you, how many don't have anything to do on Saturday in preparation for Sunday? Raise your hand. You not also raise your hand to add to your sins. Isaiah 31, adding sin to sin. These are they that add sin to sin. Sin to sin. Amen. Now, how many of you don't have anything really to do on Saturday towards Sunday? Raise your hand. Most of us should be raising our hands because only about 200 or 300 people are working on Saturday. Yes. Beautiful. I am employing you today. Amen. I'm employing. So all those who've raised your hand, raise your hand again. You are the first group that I'm going to meet. Yes. Now you see, you are not raising your hand quickly that you are joining the group. Okay, I'll give you the last chance. You want to join them for the first revival. We are going to have first revival, second revival, third revival. All of you. Yes, many of us. Join that group. I'm calling it first revival. That group, you are seeing me. You see, I'm not here to talk. I'm here to work with you. Look, when you look at the truth there, you realize that we are nothing. The truth is that the souls out there, plenty, don't know Jesus. And the truth is that when you are healthy, you start to win souls. When you are not healthy, you will be battling. My marriage, my beloved, my this, my school, my life, my this, my fornication, my homosexuality. You will not have time to release your anus for nonsense when you are winning souls on Saturdays. At which time will you have time to do such things? The reason why you have time to watch pornography is that you are always in the house. There is nothing to do and you are rested. So the strength comes. And then now you are looking at pornography. It's not helping you. All these things are not, they are killing you. You will not be normal, I'm telling you. You will never be normal. You will never be normal. You continue doing all these things, you will not be normal. You will not be normal. You will not be normal, I'm telling you. It's not normal. God forbid. God forbid. Somebody's blessed. I said, you will not be normal, and you are, God forbid that you will be among the not normal people. Yes. You are being healed. You see, as soon as you need to check pornography, masturbation, homosexuality, you just get up and go out of your room to win souls. Just go out. Say, I'm on my way. You just get up. You wear your trousers and then you move. Who can come from the back as you are winning souls and you are moving? God forbid. Tell your neighbor you are declared normal in Jesus' name. Is it clear?
Yes.
Very, very clear. Yes. And I want to see, I'm speaking to the young people, you have to move into marriage. You see, when you are supposed, the water is supposed to go here and doesn't go here, it starts to go to the side. That's how they form a dam. That's how you form it. That's how they build a dam. They block where the river is really flowing. And then they build a wall, but they divert it. Once you block where it's supposed to, it goes to another. So when you don't marry, They say, oh, let me, brothers are easier to talk to. When I talk to this guy, it's easier than these proud girls from these schools and all these things. They don't, when I talk, they don't mind. So let me talk to this guy. So you divert into pornography, to masturbation, to homosexuality, to fornication, to everything else becomes your life. Because it's a diversion of the normal strengths that a human body has. These are normal things. So all those postponing, I'll marry when I'm 40. You know, you cannot, I mean, you can, I don't know what is wrong with you. Then you don't understand yourself. Are you here or you are leaving? Saturday, everybody say Saturday. Marshall Saturday. I am involved. Sunday. Gathering Sunday. I am involved. Yes. I don't know. I don't know how to be involved. When you were finding out, has ever somebody sat you down and say, these are where to find pornography? These are where to find. Has anybody sat you down before to show? Now you don't know how to join anything in church. It's very wonderful. As if your brain has traveled to Singapore or your brain has gone to Thailand when it comes to doing righteousness. That's when you don't know anything anymore.
You're preaching.
But you know where the thieves are. You know where the drug dealers are. You know where those who are doing evil are. You know them. You know how to find them. But when it comes to the church things, he said,
I don't know anybody in the church. I don't know how I'll find somebody. Because somebody brought me here, but I don't know anyone.
Who is that?
I think it's here. It's here. Look, this way. Is the people here? These people here. Somebody here. Is it not true? This side. These people here. And these people. Hey, wait. You see now, it doesn't know that we are preaching. It doesn't know that we are even preaching. You people, are you Christians? This side, are you Christians? Charlie, we are serving God here. We are alive here. Life is here. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you want a church, you say, God bless me, bless me, bless me. This is not the church. We have to find another. After church, go and find another church. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. It's not here. Here, we are working for God with a lot of benefits and wages. Is it clear?
Yes.
Everybody stand up. Marshall Saturday. Stand up. Is it too difficult to stand up? Now sit down. Now sit down. Gathering Sunday. Every Saturday is Marshall Saturday. Every Sunday is Gathering Sunday. Now, once a month, we are having Swollen Sunday. So not this Sunday, the one after is Swollen Sunday. This Sunday, I'm in Jamaica. We are dedicating our church. You see, on campus, Legon campus, we had one of our, he was not the chief elder, he was one of our elders, but he was not the chief elder. Was he in your time? Before you? Yeah. And then he went to England, he was working at the bank, HSBC Bank, I think. And then one day I told him, go, go, go. He said, I'll go. He went. So we built a beautiful church. So God willing, next Sunday, we are dedicating in Jamaica. We'll send you a message from Jamaica. Reggae, where the reggae music is from. Yeah. I see you going to different islands too. Ida will be singing reggae music over there for them. The Sunday after that is Swollen Sunday. But we are starting Marshall every Saturday. Everybody. Listen, I beg you. I'm telling you. You see, if I've not been to school, you could have told me that. Papa, try going to school, then you understand some few things. But the school I went is more than your school. 7 years, 1982 to 1989. And I did science, medical school. And I passed excellently with high grades. Some of you could... How many couldn't get science? You didn't even choose it. You see, some of you don't want to raise your hand. You don't want to say that. It's not that I couldn't get, but I didn't like it. I don't want to say anything about it. How many are ready to be part of the army of the Lord? One day the pastor met one of the members and he said, I've not been seeing you working for the Lord in the army of the Lord. And the brother said, I'm around. He said, but the pastor said, but I don't see you. And he said, I'm in the secret service. That is why you don't see me. I work for the CIA of the church. Listen, we have banned all secret service in this church. We need to see you practically working. Yes. We need to see you practically working. No submarines, no hidden. We are working. Amen. And every one of us is going to be a soul winner. And for me, I receive all these benefits. Yes. I can't lie to you. The wages. I've been receiving wages for years. Yes. Wages. God is going to turn his attention. Yes. Thou shalt arise, O Lord. And thou shalt favor Zion. Psalm 102 verse 13. For her set time is come. Yea, the time to favor her has come. You see, this is the time. Why? Because thou takest, thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. You see, when the servants take pleasure in thee, the makeup of the house of God, that's the time that God decides to favor. He says, thou shalt arise, O Lord, and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time has come. That's the time. The time has come. Why? Because your servants have arisen and have decided to take pleasure in her stones and to be interested, to show favor to the dust. The dust. A set time. This is the time when God has decided, I like you now. Why has God decided that your time has come? Why has he decided to favor you? Why has he decided to be kind to you? Because thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor. That means they choose the dust. They prefer to handle even the debt of the church, the dirty part of the church. Your time to be favored, your time to be chosen, your time to be selected by God. This is the time. Why? The reason it says, for. This for means because. For thy servants. Thy servants take pleasure. They take pleasure in the stones of Zion. They are interested. They favor the dust. They choose the dust thereof. There's a time, a set time. The time to favor, the time to bless her, the time to look, be nice to her has come. Don't be shy of the church, I tell you. Don't draw back. The church is everything. Thou shalt arise. Thou shalt arise. Thou shalt have mercy. This is a God wants to show mercy to you. God wants to be nice to you. God wants to be good to you. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion. For your servants, their servants, your children. Your children.
They take pleasure in the church. Nobody is forcing them. Nobody is harassing them. They themselves take pleasure in have favor. The dust, they choose the nasty things and difficult part of the church work to do it. Let this be a prophecy for you. A time to be chosen as a wife. The time to be chosen. God said, I will get up. Thou shalt arise. I will just arise and have mercy. Why would God get up and start having mercy? Because thy servants, they have taken pleasure in the stones of the work of God. They've chosen the dust. That's when God gets up and starts to have mercy on his children. And that's when he says that your time has come. Your time to be chosen, your time to be favored has come. Let these words fall upon you.
Amen.
And let these words, Bible says, Mala fatabala shatabala. He said the chain, he was held in chains until his word came. Let this word come to you. Let this word enter you. Mala satomana, and bring you out of chains. Bring you to the place that God has ordained for you. Kama santola mamanda. Lift your hands, everybody. Haira vali so palamanda shandelebe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hala be for basenta. Be for basanta. Paloma satoba kabalande. Tendele moranala mashandele bakabarandalia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. You are choosing us and causing us to enjoy good and great things from your word. We give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed, everyone standing, everybody standing. If you are here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand. And then I pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody called you. Somebody invited you. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you for giving your life to Jesus. You've lifted your hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front very quickly.
Come unto Jesus.
Stand here.
Come on to Jesus. Let him have.
Okay, lift up your hands and say this prayer. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I give my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you. I thank you for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my wonderful books. Don't go back to your seats. This, my book, is called Key Facts for New Believers. Young girl, what's your name? Ernestina. And what's your name? Josephine Ashite. Beautiful. This is my book. It's a gift for you, okay? You are blessed. Make sure you are here again next Sunday. God is changing your life. Are you blessed as you've come to church today? Yes. What about you?
I'm blessed.
You are blessed. Amen. This is your house. Amen. Your life is changing. Lift up your hands with your books. Father, touch every life here. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. After church, when we close, all of you with the books, come to the Salvation Corner. That place is called Salvation Corner. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Lift your hands and say, my life is changing. My life is changing from today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You no more be called small boy, bad boy. Small boy danger. No. You are going to be a good boy. Anointed. Jesus' name. Amen. Talamashataba. Go back to your seat. When we close, come there.
Listen, I feel a blessing. Bring the communion very quickly. The Bible says when they took the bread, their feet did not swell for 40 years. They ate the bread which came down from their feet didn't swell for 40 years. Power is coming into your life with great healings and great manifestations of blessings. Sit down for a moment quickly so they can give you the communion.
Take, yes. Eat, this is my body which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh yeah. It will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood, oh yeah, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Today you hold in your hand a supernatural meal, the communion of the bread, the communion of the wine. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Take my flesh and eat, and you will have life. You will be whole.
Malima.
You will be set free.
Come on,
you will
Malima.
Be delivered.
Yes,
the enemy come and touch you. I'll manifest myself to you.
Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 3. It said, 40 years. Huh? He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. And he fed thee with what? Manna. You see, the supernatural bread which thou knewest not. Jesus said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. Your fathers didn't know it. That he might make you know that man shall not live by bread only, but whatever comes from God. Kama shatolava. Verse 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, and thy foot did not swell. 40 years eating manna. How much more this one? Yeah, you see, foot swelling means liver failure, congestive cardiac failure, renal disease, nephrotic syndrome, nephritis. It means high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, everything. Thy foot didn't swell. Edema, hypoproteinemia, many conditions. Thy foot didn't swell. 40 years, nobody had anything. They were eating manna. Lift it up. Father, we bless this. Let healing come into anyone here. Thank you for power that is released through the communion of the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus Christ. Let power enter everyone that is standing here. As we take this bread that comes down from heaven, supernatural meal, supernatural bread, let power be upon everyone. Thank you for your blessing and your power that is released. The bread that comes from heaven, the body of Jesus Christ.
fine. Raiment wax not old. Can you imagine having a shirt for 40 years? Something was working. Financial blessings. Supernatural blessings. Ma venguza. Somebody here will be blessed in Congo. I don't know who it is. Somebody here will be blessed in Congo. Receive that word. He said he was kept in chain. The iron kept him until his word came. Whatever word has come to you today is setting you free. By the power, Lohosa, Mezindonoja, Sedikebogas, Teleraba, all poisons are neutralized by the power of God. Receive life.
Receive it.
Let your foot never swell for 40 years. Never need money to buy any clothes or anything. May he supply all your needs by the bread that comes down from heaven. By the blood of the Lamb that speaketh better things. Nafadana Jonazana Bakela Baba. Receive the mystery of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Life and health and healing. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. Let the blessing of Jehovah,
yes, Lord,
rest upon you now.
Amen.
According to all the words spoken today, let it truly come to pass.
I receive it.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is true. And it has happened to you practically. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.